This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. I'm pleased this week to have Mark Newton in the studio. Mark is the new executive director for the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside, previously executive director at RIKIS, another non-profit organization working with across youth and other demographics. Mark has a master's degree from the Teachers College at Columbia University and a BA in history from University of California, Davis. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, our pleasure entirely. So tell me first, what is the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside?
The mission is really clear. It's to enable all Coastside youth, especially those who need us the most, to become caring, productive, and responsible citizens. And we do that in a variety of different mediums. We support all of the athletics at Cunha Middle School, provide academic support for middle and high school students. After school, we work with elementary students as well in academic remediation and also some creative arts and some fun activities for them to do after school, but ultimately to make sure that we create a safe space for middle and high school students to extend the school day and make sure that they have a wonderful place to be.
So this physically takes place at Cunha?
Some of it does. We have our offices are in portables right next to the big field at Cunha Middle School. And so there are several buildings there that we provide programming in, as well as on the Cunha Middle School campus and then outside on the fields.
And what times of the day do the students participate?
They're mostly there from about 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It can vary depending on what time school has let out that day when the schedules vary, but it's roughly that time range.
And how many are we talking about roughly?
A couple hundred a day, depending on the day. We have over 1,100 members of the Boys and Girls Club, so over 1,150 members. But on a typical day, it's, you know, it can be anywhere from 100 to 200 to even 300 kids. But we also are, you know, managing and operating the Cunha Middle School sport, so that gets up into the hundreds as well beyond what's happening just on our site.
So the feedback you get from the parents?
Gratitude. Just extreme gratitude for us being an essential part of the community that's really an extension of the child's, not only their academic and educational experience, but really almost acting as a really safe space for the kids to be that's productive for them, that's supportive. We also have a mental health professional on staff that's not necessarily doing therapy, but is there to lend an ear to the kids and to be supportive of them. That's really helpful. We have, you know, different resources for the parents can access, and we're looking to build out many of those as well. We're working on expanding our workforce readiness and also college readiness programs. We're doing some, you know, grants with the Sand Hill Foundation and Chan Zuckerberg to help our students, one, get ready for workforce readiness if college isn't something that they want to do, whether that's the trade skills path and other paths like that, and then also to provide opportunities of what does college look like, what are the community college options, and then what are the options after that. So we're trying to create a whole pathway for kids that's not just about their time there now in middle and high school, but really looking forward to the future. And so parents are really grateful to have the tremendous resource that the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside is for really every kid, not only within our school district, but also the kids that go to private school locally and over the hill.
This is interesting because more and more people are beginning to evaluate the efficacy of a college degree and the cost mm-hmm. benefit.
Right.
And there's more talk about apprenticeships and mm-hmm. more trades and such.
Yeah, I think it's actually, I mean, you grew up in the UK, and I think it's similar to two kind of ideas. There's the German, you know, the German internship model, right, which yeah. is very prestigious, right?
Great reputation.
Super high paying jobs, very well respected, right? There's that aspect of that model. And then there's also the reality of the UK model where you take your A levels or your O levels, right? And then yeah. around 15, 16, you kind of know what track you might have, you know, a likelihood toward, whether that be the liberal arts or be technical college or be finance or engineering, that type of thing. And yep. I can see that, you know, providing our kids with just awareness of these different paths, that there are different paths to take, is huge. And then to provide them with, there's going to be an even greater and greater shift. And this has happened over the last 10, 15 years towards thinking of what is workforce readiness look like. And just getting a college degree, a master's degree, even a PhD, isn't necessarily going to be the only major paths. There are going to be other paths to take. And I think of looking at the German model, looking at the model in the UK, and looking at, educational reform in the US, that there's going to be different paths for people to look at.
Is this the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs, across the entire country, or do you particular emphasis on this on the countryside?
I would say both. So, workforce readiness as well as, you know, college, we really are trying to prepare kids for life. That could mean a path towards college, and or it could mean having an eye on what workforce readiness looks like. And you know this, like when you're in middle school or high school, you just don't know what's out there in the landscape. And also a lot of parents might know their world, but not necessarily what the other options for their kids are.
True.
So providing that awareness is crucial. And then providing actual steps towards taking the necessary actions to pursue that is what, you know, I envision us expanding that even more for all kids on the coast side, but certainly those that need us the most. It is a push by National, by Boys and Girls Club National. I actually got to go to the National Conference of the Boys and Girls Club when I first started my position here, which mm-hmm. is fascinating. It's an incredibly well-run organization, very professional. And very forward thinking and what's next. And workforce readiness is a huge part of that. And the Boys and Girls Club has begun to do a lot of that great work, and I envision us expanding it a great deal.
Well, presumably with all these programs, it's costly. So how is your funding? Where is the funding sources?
Great question. Our funding comes from, if you think of it, in three different sources. We get about a third of our funding from grants, mm-hmm. which comes from foundations, also our partnership with the school district, because we can provide programming for the school district in a more nimble fashion that can enable them to fill in the gaps where they're not able to fill in those gaps because of the budgetary restrictions that they have and the kind of the processes of running a school district, mm-hmm. if you will. So we can provide really high-end support and programming in ways that we can provide what we want to provide for our kids in a way that the school district has, you know, been a great partner to us. So it's the district funding and grant, but also that we get individual donations during kind of our annual fund year. And then we have a big event in the fall, which is the Boys and Girls Club Gala, which is the Friday before Thanksgiving. And that's currently at the Ritz-Carlton. It's kind of our big to-do, fancy event. Mm-hmm. Get all dressed up and come out and hear some really heartwarming speeches from some kids whose lives have been transformed, as well as from some of our staff. And I encourage everyone, if you haven't been to that event, it is a feel-good event of the year, and it's also, you know, really fun to get dressed up, have a nice dinner, and there's a fun band that plays great music. So the gala, the events for us are another part of the equation.
Wow, that's fantastic. Equipment-wise, do you get donations from tech, for instance? Computers, I would imagine, play a role in this.
You ask great questions because I'm really hoping we can expand that. We do get some in-kind, we call them in the nonprofit world, we call them in-kind donations. I want to give a shout out to the Ritz-Carlton and SW Works, the bike shop in town, because we just got an influx of bicycles for kids.
Oh, yeah.
That was really wonderful. And so we get donations like that, but I'm hoping to get more technical equipment. We also support our robotics teams in the middle and high school, which are absolutely remarkable.
Oh, yeah.
Our high school team just did amazingly well this year. Our middle school team is growing, and I see both of those teams growing exponentially. So, you know, equipment donations for that are welcome. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, the Boys and Girls Club, and how you want to support that. We do have Chromebooks that the kids check out every day to do homework on. And, but I'm hoping that, you know, my friends at Apple or some of these other tech companies might come through with,
you heard it, Apple.
with, some donations where we could really set up some of these classrooms that we have to be really, really impactful for the kids.
Well, very, very worthy organization. Thank you for bringing your energy to it. You obviously have much and passion for this. So unfortunately, we're out of time, but how can people find more information?
Well, first, they can happy for them to email me at mark, it's M-A-R-K, at bgccoastside.org. You can reach out to me. You can also send an email to info@bgccoastside.org. Our offices are on, you know, adjacent to the Cunha Middle School campus. And you can go, you can Google Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side and look at our website. But think about coming to the gala the Friday before Thanksgiving. John, I hope to see you there. And
okay.
Yeah, it'll be a fun
I'll
event.
Bring my old computers.
Yeah, bring your old computers. Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure, Mark. You bring a lot to the table here. Take care. This is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
KHMB contributor John Williams welcomes the new executive director of the Coastside Boys and Girls Club. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. The Coastside, just like the nation, has gone through many changes over the decades. The 60s were interesting times, and Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, is here to take you back to the year 1965. The trip begins in moments on your hometown, listener, and community-supported station. This is 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Michelle Dragony, founder and the chief buzz officer of CoastsideBuzz.com. One of my favorite places to buzz into is Granola's Coffee House on Highway 1 next to BK Motors. I love their hash brown crust quiche. Ooh, gluten-free and lots of good protein to keep me pedaling. And if you time it just right, a fresh, hot strawberry jam croissant will hit the spot. Mmm. Baking with love and purpose, Granola's Coffee House has become the go-to stop for house-made, healthy baked goods featuring vegan and gluten-free options. Whether it's a quick coffee run or a place to catch up on extra work, make Granola's part of your routine. So buzz on over to Granola's Coffee House, Highway 1 next to BK Motors, or visit them online, granolascoffeehouse.com.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1965.
Back in time to June of 1965. What is happening in sleepy Half Moon Bay in the 1960s? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Montara Fire Chief and friend hurt in airport crash. Montara Fire Chief Joe Miles and Wilbur Hunt of El Granada are in critical condition following an airplane accident at the Half Moon Bay Airport. According to an eyewitness report by CHP Officer Ronald Woods, while practicing touch-and-go landings, the plane dove 200 feet straight into the ground after a steep climb. Miles is chief of the volunteer department of Montara. And hikers scoff at law while climbing cliffs at Devil's Slide. Despite many warning signs, hikers and would-be cliff climbers have been attempting to scale parts of Devil's Slide on many weekends. More than 13 persons have died in one way or another at the treacherous cliffs located just north of Montara. The warning signs are chopped down almost as fast as they can be replaced. It is believed that the night party crowds hacked down the wooden signs for firewood. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Dream Machine got reborn this year, and it's a win-win for the owners and the appreciators of some fabulous machines, ranging from collector cars to crazy engine-powered contraptions to vintage airplanes. Folks put in entries from far and wide, and the coast filled up with machine enthusiasts with something of interest for everyone. This year was chilly and overcast, but the show went on. The music bands were fabulous. Food by local vendors and brewers kept everyone fed and watered. A highlight was when the turn-of-the-century engines from 1800s, which wowed everyone. The bottom line, great news, is a generous revenue check for the Coastside Adult Day Healthcare Facility, which we all will need one of these days. My dad and I served on the board for many years, and now my brother, with help of his beautiful, dedicated committee, made this year come back to the airport and another fabulous dream machine. Good job to you, bro, and all the great volunteers. Gotta love our Coastside community. Keep calm and machine on. We do hope you can visit us soon at my restaurant, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and also RV Camping. 1965. The war in Vietnam continues to worsen, losing more men, even with the bombing of North Vietnam. At the same time, the anti-war movement is growing. There's also civil unrest with rioting, looting, and arson in the Watts area of Los Angeles, leaving large parts of the city burnt and looted, and 34 dead. A major power failure causes a blackout of cities in parts of Canada and several northeast states. The series of blackouts lasts up to 13 and a half hours and affecting 30 million people. This is the first year mandated health warnings appear on cigarette packets and smoking becomes a no-no. In fashions, women's skirts are getting shorter while men's hair is getting longer. The St. Louis Arch is completed, while the Voting Rights Act guaranteeing African Americans the right to vote becomes law. 1965, cost of living snapshot. Average cost of a new house is $13,600 on a yearly income of $6,500. A loaf of bread is 21 cents, and a gallon of gas is, oh my gosh, 31 cents a gallon. Popular films include The Sound of Music, Goldfinger, and Cat Ballou. In popular music, this singer from South Wales, England, has released his first record in America, and it's a top 10 favorite. Here's Tom Jones with It's Not Unusual.
It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
From South Wales to Glasgow, Scotland, this singer has also found his way to our shores, and pop lovers are glad he did. Here's Donovan and Catch the Wind.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your love and mine. To feel you all around me, and to take your hand along the sand. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes would find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. T'would make me sing. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind.
Join me again next time for another journey to another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Are you passionate about coastal access, habitat restoration, and protecting our open spaces? Join the Coastside Land Trust on Saturday, June 14th at 10 a.m. for a special Wavecrest Coastal Trail Project construction update, your front row seat to the future of Half Moon Bay's beloved coastline. Project manager Sarah Polgar will walk us through the exciting upcoming developments of the Wavecrest Coastal Trail, including new connector trails, parking, beach access stairs, and critical erosion control work. Learn how this project is not just about access, but restoration, resilience, and community connection. Get the inside scoop on summer construction, trail features, and how you can stay involved. You can register for this free community webinar at coastsidelandtrust.org.
I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share an article by Eileen Mitchell about a fight she had with her dog. I had a fight with a dog. Not a dog fight, mind you, an argument, a dispute, a spat no less real than that of feuding friends who spew words, stamp feet, and slam doors. Lest I be accused of anthropomorphizing the experience, there was no mistaking that my feisty greyhound Olivia was clearly upset with me. Since adopting my ex-racer 2 years ago, we've nestled into a comfortable evening routine. Olivia sleeps on her doggy pillow at the foot of my bed, and in the morning, when I run the shower, she waits for me downstairs. Upon my arrival, she greets me with a ridiculously joyous response, like it's been months and not a mere 15 minutes since she last saw me. Not long ago, Olivia discovered that my memory foam mattress was much nicer than her plush pillow. The first time she jumped atop my freshly washed linen, I was inclined to push her off. I mean, come on, doggy dander, bad breath, and God only knows where those paws have been. But then she spooned me, tucked her knobby little head under my chin, and exhaled with a contented, mmm. I flashed back to her first home, a Florida racetrack where she lived in a 32-by-31-inch crate, and my heart melted. I threw my arm around her and we slept. Over the next few weeks, Olivia started staking more of the bed, spreading her 65 pounds smack across the center while I was slowly being relegated to inches. When this happened, I'd give her a gentle push and reclaim my rightful place. Recently, she started waking with a surprised low-level growl, but I'd pat her on the head and all would be fine. Or so I thought. In an Ask the Vet column, an identical scenario was addressed, and the response was scary. Even though your dog is normally affectionate, this behavior will escalate, the trainer warned. Dogs are territorial, and she is telling you not to bug her. The quickest way to recover from this developed behavior is remove her. Had I created a monster? Olivia was a sweet and affectionate dog who relishes belly rubs, neck massages, and kisses peppered up and down her needle nose. But still, the trainer's warning niggled in the back of my brain. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word from Kibbles and Gifts.
Kibbles and Gifts is a local family-owned business, and to this day, our customers are almost all locals. Kibbles has competitive prices, lots of monthly sales, frequent buyer programs, a store loyalty program, and great customer service. We now offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and delivery. We are located next to Safeway in the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now, back to the show.
Sure enough, the nocturnal growling escalated. One night, illuminated in the soft glow of streaming moonlight, I caught the ominous curling of Olivia's lip, and that did it. I sat up, barked a sharp no, and swiftly pushed her off the bed. Instead of returning to her floor pillow, she scuttled downstairs, but not before turning around to give me a look that clearly conveyed her displeasure. My huffy hound slept in the living room that night, her black mood permeating the air like musty central heating. The following morning, she didn't even greet me at the foot of the stairs with her usual happy dance. Instead, she remained on her pillow, eyes casting darts in my direction while I cautiously looked around, half expecting to find torn pillows or other acts of revenge. Nothing. Now I believe that dogs understand more than we give them credit for, which is why I can talk to them. Can't hurt, right? I knelt on Olivia's pillow and cupped her stiff face between my hands. Listen, I told my naughty girl nose to nose. Everything here is mine, not yours, mine. You can sleep with me, but no growling. Understood? I felt her face relax. She blinked and gently nudged my cheek with her wet nose. I took that as a yes. Did she understand? I can't say for sure, but since then every night has been a silent night. Oh, she's still a bed hog, but that's a talk for another time. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Kevin Palmer of Premier Termite and Pest Control reflects on getting into the business.
Well, termites are a way of life here in Half Moon Bay. Somebody has to deal with these things. I figured I'm going to be that guy. So I looked into the whole termite business and I said, you know what? I could do this. And that's when we developed Premier Termite. And it's a company that basically controls termites, gets rid of termites, and repairs the damage that termites have done. And if you think you're termite immune, well, you're wrong. Everybody's going to get them at some point in time in your life. And there's only two types of homes in this coast here. Ones that have termites and ones are going to get them.
To schedule a termite and pest inspection, phone 726-7756 or visit premiertermiteinc.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about osteoarthritis and how to protect your joints. Osteoarthritis is the most common form of arthritis, with nearly 27 million Americans living with it today. It's no longer considered just a consequence of aging. Researchers now are looking at several possible causes of osteoarthritis, such as musculoskeletal defects, genetic defects, obesity, injury, and overuse. At the end of my show today, I'll give you some resources for more information on osteoarthritis and ways to manage it. For those of you with osteoarthritis, you may not be able to control a genetic trait, such as having knock knees, but there are some definite actions you can take to protect your joints and help prevent osteoarthritis. I have 10 tips to share with you that came from the Arthritis Foundation. First of all, maintain your ideal body weight. The more you weigh, the more stress you're putting on your joints, especially your hips, knees, back, and feet. The next tip is to move your body. Exercise protects your joints by strengthening the muscles around them. Strong muscles will help keep your joints from rubbing against each other and wearing down cartilage. I encourage you to get started with an exercise program that works for you. The next tip is to stand up straight. Sounds simple, but good posture really protects the joints in your back, neck, hips, and knees. Bad posture throws everything out of alignment. Have you ever noticed how you get a backache after sitting too long in a chair with poor posture? Oh, yes.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So, neighbors, I've been talking about osteoarthritis and 10 tips to prevent worsening of it, according to the Arthritis Foundation. The next tip I have for you is to use the large joints of your body when lifting or carrying. For example, when you go to lift something heavy, use your legs. When you use the large joints and muscles in your legs, it helps you avoid injury and strain on your smaller joints. The next tip is to pace yourself. Alternate periods of activity with periods of rest. Repetitive stress on joints for long periods of time can accelerate the wear and tear that causes osteoarthritis. So remember, do a little and rest a little. Another tip to prevent problems with osteoarthritis is listen to your body. If you're in pain, don't ignore it. Pain after activity or exercise can be an indication that you have overstruck your joint. Another tip is to listen to your body. If you're in pain, don't ignore it. Pain after activity or exercise can be an indication that you've overstressed your joint. The next tip is to don't be static. Changing positions regularly will decrease the stiffness in your muscles and joints. Try to stretch and get up and move around frequently. And forget about being a weekend warrior. Don't engage in activities for which your body is not prepared. Start new activities slowly until you know how your body will react to them. This will really reduce your chance of injury and pain. Another tip is to use safety equipment. If you're supposed to use things such as a cane or wrist pads, don't leave them at home. Make sure you get safety gear that's comfortable, fits properly, and please use them. The last tip is to ask for help. Don't try to do a job that's too big for you to handle. I know many men don't like to ask for help. It's like asking for directions, but it really is better to protect your back and your joints by getting someone to help out. For more information on preventing osteoarthritis flare-up, plus some tips on making your daily activities easier on your joints, you can check with the Arthritis Foundation. Their website is www.arthritis.org, or you can contact the Northern California branch of the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-464-6240. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California.
My guest this week is Jerry B. Logan, founder of the La Honda Band, Three on the Tree, and another band, The Trio. They play a mixture of old country, swing, rockabilly, and originals. All the songs you never knew were your favorites, right? Jerry and Three on the Tree are playing the La Honda Fair on June 8th, then Alice's Restaurant on June 12th, and then Jerry and The Trio are playing at the San Gregorio General Store on Friday the 13th for happy hour, 5 to 7. Three on the Tree started out as a guitar, bass, and drums trio in the hills of La Honda in 2017, all three original members owned and appreciated vintage cars, so the name Three on the Tree, slang for that three-speed gear shift on the column, was a name they all could relate to. Jerry's always a lot of fun, and we welcome him again to the studio. So we're talking now old country, swing, rockabilly. We're going to play three of your originals today. And let's first start with the band name. What right. is automotive yeah. speaking Three on the Tree? Explain it for yeah. the younger generation.
Yeah. Well, automotively, in the old days, we used to have to shift gears in the cars by hand. You know, it had the clutch and the gear shift. Well, Three on the Tree was a three-speed where the shifter was on the column. So The column, the steering column, we called it the tree.
As opposed to four on the floor, which I had a 65 Mustang when I was a teenager, and that was four on the floor.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Three on the tree, really my dad was telling me, and he was born in 1929, that those came out. Ford had a first one out in 1949, and then he had a 51 Merc with three on the tree. So are you saying that you rebuild cars?
In high school, we all had old cars. Well, at the time, you know, 68, 69, around there. You know, if you had a car that was made in the 50s, then you know, it wasn't that old, but nobody wanted them, and we could pick them up for, you know, $40 for a whole car. So we worked on cars and kept them going.
Let's play some tracks now, because we got three, maybe four we can squeeze in on a 20-minute show. I want to start off with Cowboy's Mona Lisa. Is that your original?
That's one of mine, yeah.
What's the inspiration?
Well, I was at a bluegrass festival back in about 2003, I think, and I had just gotten a new truck, a brand new truck. My first brand new truck was a Chevy Silverado 03, and it was kind of green metal flake-ish. It was really a nice-looking truck. And so I was at this bluegrass festival, and I met this gal. She, at one point, we were talking. She was leaning up against my truck, and she had on diamond earrings and red toenail polish. You know,
you are getting granular with us now, Jerry.
Well, no,
I love
it. That's what she was wearing, and she was leaning up against my truck, and she's from Texas, and she says, "Your truck's pretty, but it sure is dirty." and I thought, you know, this picture here, that's a cowboy's Mona Lisa, you know, just beautiful picture like that. And the song came from there.
All right. Jerry Logan is with us. It's Coastside Carousel. This is an original Cowboy's Mona Lisa with the band Three on the Tree on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
You were leaned against my truck. One hot summer day. Truck is pretty, but it sure is dirty, is what you had to say. I was gonna explain my line of work, suddenly I realized you were a cowboy's Mona Lisa right before my eyes. You were a cowboy's Mona Lisa. Red polish on your toes. Such a bitchy there at the county fair. Your arm would be in that pose. Diamond earrings, dirty truck. Red polish on your toes. All that I'd been looking for was right before my eyes. Thought that I had seen it all, or was I surprised? I had met you in my dreams, never thought I'd see. The vision takes you perfect right in front of me. You're a cowboy's Mona Lisa. Red polish on your toes. Da Vinci there at the county fair. You're all working in that pose. Diamond earring, dirty truck. Red polish on your sucker punch. You weren't shy, the look in your eyes should have been a clue. I would spend the rest of my days loving you.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists and the venues at which they play. There's Three on the Tree with Cowboys Mona Lisa, and my guest today is Jerry Logan, lead guitar, vocals for the band, and really, you're the progenitor, you're the beginning of the band. You brought them all together for the most part, right?
Yeah, I think that's what I do, is just get people together, you know, and this is working out just great with this crew.
All right, let's play another track because you write some great stuff, and I just love the whole way the band comes together. That lap steel just makes it sound so great. This is more of a ballad. This is called Where's a Grown Man Go? So is that a heartbreak song, Jerry?
Well, it's born out of a heartbreak. Yes, it is. It was mine.
You're laughing now. Can you talk about it? Because when you're going through it, it's not so funny.
No,
right?
No, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It was a bad breakup. Pretty much lost a whole family. They just decided that I was not the one, so got fired, and it broke me up, and I'd wind up just busting into tears every once in a while, and I was sitting in an almond orchard, and I thought, you know, where am I supposed to go? Sitting there in the almond orchard, and this song was born out of that. It's all a good song. I like it a lot.
Here it is, Coastsiders. This is Where's a Grown Man Go? Sitting in an almond orchard, Jerry Logan at Three on the Tree, KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Seems I've got no place to go.
Community Radio for the Coastside at 100.9 FM and the amazing AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists. Jerry Logan is with me today. We're having a few laughs talking about his life in music, the heartbreaks and the triumphs as well, right, Jerry?
That's right. You know, if don't get your heart broken, then I wouldn't have, like, I don't know, three CDs worth of songs.
Exactly. But you know what? We're all humans. We're all social animals, and we resonate with that kind of stuff because it helps us learn and grow and change.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, the good and the bad, it's all there, but it's fortunately I can get it out in a song and pass it off to the universe.
You have the perfect country voice. You could be in Nashville. Did you ever think about having a Nashville dream?
No, I was there playing bass in a bluegrass band for a while. But as a guy I know put it, he said, we never had big dreams of going to Nashville, and it's working out okay.
You're fine with La Honda playing on the coast side?
Well,
San Gregorio.
Yeah, we have our little area where, you know, we have a good fan base. People keep coming back to see us and hear us and having a good time, and we like that. So not looking really to spread out much, but play where we're appreciated.
I want to plug your website now, too, because when you hear the name Three on the Tree, that's a very popular name. So your website really is threeonthetreelahonda.com. What'll they find on that website?
Well, for one thing, they'll find a calendar. Our drummer, Freddie Dubert, keeps the calendar going, keeps the website up, and you can always find out where Three on the Tree is playing.
All right, let's play another track. I have a feeling this is going to be sad, too.
Uh-oh.
Tears of a Fool? Tell me about
one. Let's see. Same gal, different time.
Oh, my God! You're kidding me!
No.
Why do we always go back to the same well?
I don't know.
Is that all you want to say about it?
I'll get back to you. No, the song. No. It was, I call them my Chico days. I was living up in Chico. The two of us would be seen around town together. You know, it was kind of a small town, small community. You know, people knew us, and they see me walking around by myself, and they say, hey, how's old so-and-so? I said, oh, yeah, she's fine, you know.
You weren't fine.
Oh, no, you know, it was like, nope, I'm not going to tell you how it really is.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, I'm a big Beatles fan. I'm a rock guy. And, you know, John Lennon wrote some sad songs as well, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to keep it inside, but then you let it out. And now it's a song.
Yeah.
So it kind of dissipates that energy, right?
Oh, it does. Absolutely does. You know, it's the music and writing. It's very healing.
All right. Here it is. Jerry Logan, Three on the Tree, Tears of a Fool on KHMB. I'm even rhyming today.
Cry, cry, cry. Tears of a fool. Since you've been gone, that's all I can do. Cry, cry, cry. Fate has turned so cruel. Well, I wish that I could change the things that caused me to lose you. People ask me how you're doing. I smile and say just fine. I don't say you've gone away. You won't leave my mind. It's all the things that I can't say, all bottled up inside, make the tears roll down my face, and I have to turn and hide. Cry, 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 tears of a fool. Since you've been gone, that's all I can do. Cry, 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 fate has turned so cruel. Well, I wish that I could change the things that caused me to lose you. Of this old town, a hollow, lonely soul. I'm longing for the days gone by when your love made me whole.
forgive me of my sins. Take me back, start anew, and let love live again. Cry, 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 tears of a fool. Since you've been gone, that's all I can be. Cry, 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 fate has turned so cruel. I wish that I could change the things that caused me.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast, and there's Jerry B. Logan with Tears of a Fool. Jerry and Three on the Tree are playing the La Honda Fair on June 8th and Alice's Restaurant on June 12th, and then Jerry with the trio are playing the San Gregorio General Store on Friday, June 13th for a happy hour show, 5 to 7. Always a great time with Jerry B. Logan.
Thank you so much for coming down today. Great to meet you, and I want to have you back again.
Yeah, that would be good. Well, I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Federal courts have made several amazing rulings recently, ordering the removal of a cross from a cemetery, banning religious holiday displays, removing the Ten Commandments from public view, prohibiting student prayers, whether verbal or silent, and numerous other similar restrictive rulings. As one current justice has noted, the Supreme Court has now become, quote, a national board of theology. Our founding fathers would be astounded. They designed the First Amendment to keep the federal courts completely out of this issue. As Thomas Jefferson forcefully declared, I consider the federal government as prohibited by the Constitution from meddling with religious exercises. The First Amendment was designed to keep decisions on religious expression out of the federal courts and in the hands of the local communities.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.